Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And the head coach of the Red Raiders coming in as he always does on, and he's amazing. It hit noon right there on the clock. And Cliff Kingsbury says, I've got a radio show to do. And he does it every single week. And he's as responsible and on time as any guy. Because you know what? If you're on time, you're late in the college football world. And Cliff is never late. Cliff Kingsbury is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's up?
Not much. How are y'all?
How do you remember us every week?
Very good secretary.
Oh, she tells you. All right, Coach, time to call those idiots.
Something to that extent.
maybe even more harsh than idiots, right, John?
Sean and I both watched every play, okay? And that was one hell of a football game on Saturday. And two things. I don't know. If you had a kicker, and I know you don't want to disparage a young man, you didn't have your regular kicker, Clayton Hatfield didn't make the trip. But if you had a kicker and cut down on some penalties, huh?
Yeah, that was kind of the defining stat to me, is the penalties. And obviously we'd like to hit those kicks when you get an opportunity, but, had some chances to really extend the lead in the first half on some plays we could have made and extended some drives for them with some crucial penalties. But got to give them credit. They had a great atmosphere there. They caught the momentum and they turned it around and played hard the entire time. So I got to take my hat off to those guys, and we got to learn from and get better this week.
Cliff, I know we've had you on for a couple years now, and you've always stressed, got to close. 22 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. I know that's got to be a point of emphasis for you and your football team this week.
No question. We had a chance to extend it right before the half and make it kind of a three-score game. Didn't get that done. And coming out in the second half, we go three and out, get two penalties in the first drive of the second half, go three and out three times in the fourth quarter. So it was offensively, lots of opportunities to match score for score or take the lead. And then defensively, just some crucial penalties on drives with some pass interferences, some late hits that gave them, easy yards on some of those drives. And didn't get it done when we had a chance. And in this league, if you don't close them out with the high-powered offenses, if you let them stick around, they'll come back on you.
Well, yeah, Greer, it's either you run Justin Crawford or you throw deep. I mean,
right.
Isn't it? I mean, it's amazing. And, those 50-50 balls, those guys go up and get them.
They do. They have three guys that can all do it. The Seals has had a tremendous year. Everything that gets near him, he's making plays on, number two as well. And if they don't catch it, they tend to draw a flag. And so they got a great thing going there with their deep passing game. And you got to take your hat off to them.
Hey, Cliff, I know games like this are harder on the coaches a lot of times than the players because it stews longer and it festers. But when a game like this that you felt you could have won and probably should have won and didn't, how do you as a coach, or as maybe as the players that get you going again, how is it that you get the guy's energy, say, we gotta look by that, or 18 and 20 and 21 and 22-year-old kids just kind of naive to it and they just move on to the next one?
They get over it a lot quicker than the coaches,
right?
No question. In this day and age, it's on to the next bright, shiny thing, and that's a good thing because they're looking forward to our next opponent. It's a home game. It's homecoming for us, and so it's not one of those things where you really see a lot of carryover. They're obviously disappointed when you let one slip like that, but we don't have a lot of the pouting going around. We move on and get focused on the next opponent.
Cliff Kingsbury here with us on ESPN 97.5. It had a little, ruckus before the game. I know a lot of it is guys jumping up and down in each other's faces. Do you like that stuff, or did you feel like, hey, our guys ain't backing down, I don't mind this?
I prefer it not to happen, but if it happens, it's, I guess, out of your control a little bit. You'd rather kind of a disciplined-type look at your team, just doing what they always do, pregame warm-ups, and handling their business. But I'm sure it's fun for the fans. I mean, I'm sure it adds a little drama. But as a head coach, you don't really like to see that going on.
What do you feel best about your team looking back at the film after this week?
I think just the fact that, you know, we could play really that poorly in some phases. When you're talking about 16 penalties, I've never seen that many for 150 yards and then miss three field goals and still be right there with a quality opponent on the road. I think our guys understand that if we'll put a game together, we'll be right there with anybody. And you know, we're going in the back half of our season. We have six games left, 4-2 in the first six. Let's see how good we can be these last six. And I think they understand that, you know, we haven't played our best football yet.
Cliff Kingsbury with us here on ESPN 97.5. How do you balance, too, is you got a lead, an 18-point lead. We don't want to get, you know, you can't sit on the ball, obviously, but we want to run clock. We still want to be aggressive. And now the momentum seems to have swung. How do you balance all of that stuff?
Yeah, you try to keep doing what you've been doing, really. Like I said, in our league, you can't sit on a lead. All these high-powered offenses, when they start throwing it and spreading you out and playing fast, anybody can score a bunch of points in a short amount of time. And I've been in this league long enough. So you keep doing what you're doing. There comes that fine line where, hey, it's time to take the air out of the football. But, you know, this wasn't one of those games.
Continue to be impressed with the way your team runs the football, my man.
Yeah, that's really changed our entire offense. Last year, we struggled to do that. We kind of put it all on Pat's shoulders, which wasn't fair, and we weren't as balanced of an offense, and it hurt us in a lot of ways. And this year, those guys are taking a lot of pride up front. Our running backs are hitting the holes, and it's opening things up in our play-action game, our nakeds and boots and waggles and pop passes. And so as an offense, we've been a lot more efficient because we've been able to run the football.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury here with us on ESPN 97.5. So look ahead. Tell us about next week.
Yeah, I got Iowa State this weekend. Really good team. Coach Campbell does a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
Has got them playing at a high level. They're very confident. They've won two games in a row. And last year we played up there and got demolished. And so we know what they're bringing to the table schematically and the type of talent they have. And they'll be riding high. So it's going to take our best game this weekend at home to get after them.
And physically, they're not backing down from anybody, Cliff. They're knocking people around, and they're beating teams that they're supposed to beat. And quite frankly, Oklahoma found out they beat a team they weren't supposed to beat. But physically, they're controlling a lot of this.
They are. They play hard. They play physical. They play to the whistle. They play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And that's a credit to Coach Campbell and his staff and what they have going there right now. And we know that. And getting them come in here, we got to match their intensity and match that physicality and get off to another fast start and then find a way to finish the game.
Yeah, that's a good football team right now. What quarterback do you prepare for?
We'll see. I don't think their starter is back yet, the one who started the season, but the other guys, his very first start came in and beat OU on the road. So that tells you what they got going to that position, and then they'll bring the linebacker in, the landing kid.
Right.
And he can kind of jack of all trades, do it all. He can run, he can throw. He had a monster game against us last year, and so we'll prepare for all of them.
Absolutely. And the league
kind of like a Miles Jack thing right now. Huh?
No, he's cool. Joe Lanning is that's a great story. He was playing quarterback, went moved over to linebacker, and then he moved back and he's running the football. It's a neat story. I tell you, the league is, you guys playing well, West Virginia playing well, TCU is what, Oklahoma State, Kansas State is always the league is deep.
It is. It's the most parity I've ever seen. And that literally anybody can beat anybody. There's usually a couple lead horses out there that are, you know, going to win week in and week out. But this year, it's week in, week out across the league. You don't know what the result's going to be.
Usually you can feel good about Iowa State as your homecoming.
Yeah, not anymore. They're a good football team. And like I said, they got after us bad last year, and we understand what they bring to the table.
Yeah. How is it when you face Dana and Jake? When they're good friends?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, Jake is a really, really nice guy and a young coach and does a tremendous job. And Dana is a little bit edgier. So you don't mind beating Dana as much as you would beating Jake. But both good dudes. They've done a tremendous job. That atmosphere was awesome, and it was a heck of a game.
And, Cliff, for me, watching that game, and I watched it till the last tick of the clock and watched you guys, you know, when you guys met at the middle of the field, but with a couple minutes to go and three timeouts, you decided not to call timeouts. I thought that was a classy move, knowing how this was and being down two scores. And the, I mean, it was. Did you ever consider calling timeout and thinking about doing that and milking that out at the end of the game?
Yeah, I think it was a minute 40. We had two left, and we're down, 11 at that point.
Right.
I didn't feel good about our chances. Didn't want to get our quarterback hit or take any unnecessary shots if we were to get the ball back. So felt like at that point in time, the game was done, and we just moved on.
That was a class move, man.
Appreciate it.
Man, early on, Chmielewski didn't miss anything, but then he got a couple of balls that obviously a quarterback's going to miss throws, but it seemed in that second half he wasn't the same as he was in the first.
Yeah, that's something we gotta hit those. When the momentum changes, it's hard. Sean, you know that as a quarterback, sometimes you start holding on to it a little tighter, and,
yep.
And it's the crowd against you, and every throw seems like it's the weight of the world on your shoulders. And we just got to find a way to execute in that last quarter like we were the first three, and we'll learn from that. Nick's an older player, but inexperienced in his starts, and he's played his tail off so far this year. And each one of those situations he can be in will just make him better, and we'll grow. And I expect him to play his best football these last six.
Cliff is so correct, man. When that thing starts to go the other way, how do you grip it? Cliff, you and I both been there where it starts to look like they got 15 defenders, man. You're like, where the hell did those other four guys come from, man?
Yeah, you take some extra time to see out in front of that receiver. That's
yep,
for sure.
That's no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, we'll let you go, man. Good luck this week against Iowa State. That's another early kick.
That'll be a fun watch, John.
Yeah, and it's homecoming. Watch, so yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, it will be.
Sean, Case Keenum, just another victory, just so you know.
How about, hey,
another win.
I was proud of him, man. Cliff, it's going to be the difference now with Rodgers out, too. It's going to be the difference, that backup quarterback, of them getting to the playoffs.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was really proud of him, man. He's doing his job. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. It's a fun watch right now, and I know he's your buddy, so it's good. I'm sure every week it's good, and you watch his film every week. It was another good performance by him yesterday.
Yeah, he's hanging in there making some big throws, and you can tell the team believes in him.
Absolutely.
90% of it.
Love his energy, and it's going to keep getting him paid, too, now. I'm telling you, there's a lot of respect on that team for him.
Yes, sir.
Well, no, and your guy Brady just got away with one, too. By the way,
most wins ever.
Most wins ever. Regular season wins ever. 189.
Would you say he just got away with one? This guy only gets away with about 200 of them. Okay,
all right.
He's pretty good.
All right, wait a minute. That Safarian Jenkins fumble. Slow down. That's a fumble. They should have lost that football game, and Brady'd still be looking for that to get the best most wins ever.
Letter of the law, the rule says you've got to control it crossing the plane.
That's terrible.
Okay. Brady's still the best at 40, dude. Come on.
He's no Deshaun, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, 10 years from now, you may be right, but right now.
He's going to have to be 20 years, I think, to catch up to Brady. Hey, Cliff, we appreciate it as always, man. Great stuff.
Thanks, Cliff.
Thanks, fellas. Thank you.
There he is, Cliff Kingsbury right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.